Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking millennials with Jason Dorsey in just a moment. Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This coming spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 19th through 21st at State Fair Park, and the Tulsa Farm Show, which comes in December. For information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, you can call a show manager at 800-873-1411, 800-873-1411. Also, check out our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
The beef industry has targeted the millennial generation with a lot of their beef promotion efforts. And one of the experts on the millennial generation is a gentleman by the name of Jason Dorsey. We caught up with Jason this last fall at a cattle industry meeting, the Texas Cattle Feeders Association meeting, and he offered us some real insights in what the millennials are really all about.
Millennials are about age 22 all the way up to age 39. So they're older than most people assume, and that's a really key insight. You know, millennials aren't all 25 years old and sleeping in their parents' basement. You know, they've now grown up. They're starting families. They're buying homes and so forth. The first is that millennials are the largest generation in the workforce. And that's important because there's this myth around millennials that they're all unemployed and therefore we shouldn't try to focus on them. The truth is, not only are millennials the largest generation in the workforce, they'll actually outspend every other generation this year. And that's really important for anyone in this industry to know. We have to orient ourselves and market and tell a story that really connects with this new generation. The second is that millennials are experiencing what we call at our research center, delayed adulthood, which means they want the freedom of being an adult without the responsibility. And that's a big deal because we see millennials pushing back everything from buying a home to getting married, having kids, and so forth. But now millennials are really entering the peak time for all those to happen, which is why we have to reach them in this industry so they start thinking about all the different offerings as really core to how they want to raise their family. And then the third is that millennials are not tech savvy. Everybody says, oh, millennials are so tech savvy. But what we discovered at our research center, it's called the Center for Generational Kinetics, is that millennials are not tech savvy, but actually tech dependent. They don't necessarily know how technology works, just that they cannot live without it, which means all your messaging and even your hiring is a whole different approach to technology than other generations are used to.
Jason Dorsey on the millennials. That's, of course, the generation that the beef industry and a lot of other groups are targeting right now with a lot of their marketing and promotion efforts. Coming up behind the millennials, Jason Dorsey says it's also important to be paying attention to Gen Z.
Gen Z is under age 21, so 21 and under, and their parents are Generation X, so they raised them differently than boomers. Boomers really wanted to make life easier for their millennial kids. Gen X wants their kids to be more self-reliant, which is really healthy. At the same time, we see that this new generation is entering, Gen Z, is entering the workforce with lower expectations. So they think it's going to take them longer to get promoted. They're going to have to work harder. That is great for employers, really, really good for employers and for Gen Z. We also see that Gen Z is much more conservative with their spending. And what that means is they're saving more money and they're choosing not to buy products that are premium branded labels, especially clothing, because they want to get more value for their dollar. So if you put all that together, what you see is that this emerging generation on paper actually looks a lot more like baby boomers, which is really fascinating. And we think the big generational conflict going forward will be Gen Z against millennials. We think that's where there's going to be a lot of challenge. And you can get all this, by the way, on our website at GenHQ, GenHQ.com, and see the defining moments, too, that shape the generation, because it's really important to see each generation in the context of your own generation.
Generational expert Jason Dorsey. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Register now to attend the nation's premier soil health conference January 30th and 31st at the Hyatt Regency and Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. The 2018 No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference features Alan Savory, world-renowned soil health and grazing expert, plus a lineup of industry experts and top-line producers. With over 40 breakout sessions, no-till farmers across the region are sure to find information to make their farms more profitable. Check out the speaker lineup, beginner and advanced events, and register online at www.notill.org.
That's your Beef Buzz. Happy New Year to you and yours. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.